with 737 of the 4,347 polling places reporting. National Elections Commission Chairman James Fromoyan told a packed news conference Thursday afternoon that incumbent President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of the Unity Party was in the lead with 44.5%, followed by Winston Tubman of the Congress for Democratic Change with 26.5%. And in third place is Prince Yoomi Johnson of the National Union for Democratic Progress with 13.5% of the total votes counted so far. Chairman Fromoyan said while his commission appreciates the role of the media in covering the elections, it does not approve of the unofficial announcement of results by some media outlets. There is heightened security around the capital, Monrovia, apparently in expectation of today's announcement of the first preliminary results. But already, the country is bustling with speculations of a possible runoff election. And many say that in the event of such a runoff, Prince Johnson and his National Union for Democratic Progress Party could play the role of a kingmaker. Earlier today, I asked Prince Johnson if he considers himself a kingmaker in a likely runoff election and what would it take for him to support either President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf or Winston Tubman.
We will be the kingmaker and we will consult our leaders in Nimba, our partisans in Nimba, our people in Nimba, and also our stakeholders in other parts of Liberia, our partisans, our officials of the party. We will meet, consult with them, and come up with a decision as to which area we should put our vote, because we cannot do it just blindly. It requires a proper understanding. It requires coming up with MOU that will show clearly a government of inclusion, what will be our role in the new political order. And so when those are discussed and concluded, we would then know where to put our vote.
The final results are expected to be announced on October 26. James Batty, VOA News, Monrovia, Liberia.